If I could just recall that, as I've noted in the convening facts, the purpose of the meeting today is to advance our discussion of agriculture elements for the work program on the remaining DDA issues due to be agreed by July this year. Now, during the last meeting that we had of the special session in December, I made a short summary of the work done before we reached the stalemate situation that we had in July of last year. And my intention today is certainly not to repeat that report, but continue from where we left off at that time. And in doing so, I'm sure we will benefit from the experience of the consultations that the DG has very recently held with a number of you, focusing around the political parameters of the negotiations that we will need to undertake in the period up to July. So I very much hope that the spirit of engagement that's been shown in those consultations will also continue in this setting. So the way I intend to proceed today is to first give the floor to delegations who would like to introduce new submissions. Then I will give delegations an opportunity to respond to the questions circulated in the convening facts, first on domestic support and second on market access. I know from our last meetings that a number of delegations have offered some preliminary responses to those questions in earlier meetings, and I hope that in the time since those last discussions, you've had an opportunity now to reflect carefully on them, and that we can, through those reflections, start the process that we very much need to undertake of getting into the substance of the issues and focusing on those issues that need deeper consideration. So at the outset, I'd just ask you to avoid general statements and repetition of positions for this new process that we're starting up in 2015. And I think, you know, the focus very much has to be on what is doable and politically viable in the circumstances in which we find ourselves in today. We all know that there are a spectrum of views out there on the draft modalities, but we need to move forward, I think, pragmatically on the understanding that whatever the respective views on the details of the past discussions reflected in Rev 4, the key concerns it reflects, the key subjects, the concepts, they have to be dealt with in some way. And so essentially what I'm saying is we will need to get back into a discussion of subjects that we haven't had a discussion on in reality for several years. So, you know, take a deep breath and get ready for this, because we can only, I think, achieve our mandate of getting the agricultural contribution as part of the post-barley work program by July, if in fact we're prepared to all do that. And in saying all of that, I'm not asking delegations to commit to any particular conclusions at an early stage. This process has to be one where delegations listen carefully to what each one is saying to each other, and can reflect on what that means to how we take things forward. Now, delegations will also recall that our July meeting, the G33 introduced two submissions, Job AG28 and Job AG29, on special products and the special safeguard mechanism. Now, I would propose that those submissions be considered taken up, discussed in our discussion on market access. The other G33 submission from July on public stockholding, which was job AG27, will be addressed in the dedicated session on that subject, which is taking place this afternoon. Now, but before I open the floor today, initially for any initial comments and introductions of papers that members may have, I'd like to emphasise once more that today's focus, as outlined in the convening facts, on domestic support and market access pillars does not mean in any way that these are more important than other issues. As I've previously reported, it's clear that all elements within the DDA agricultural framework are interrelated, and there seems, I think, to be a general acceptance that they will all need to be dealt with. I have commented on several occasions that in terms of potential landing zones, the product of the past negotiations on export competition was accepted as an important basis for our further work in this area by ministers in Bali. And I think everyone recognises that there was a specific declaration on export competition in Bali last year, or in 2013. The situation is not the same with market access and the domestic support pillars, and I've noted that these are the two pillars where a range of significantly more contentious issues have been raised in our discussions, and therefore they require more in-depth discussion at this initial stage among members to essentially find out, I think, where we are across the board on those issues. And in that process, what I will be encouraging is members not simply, as I've said, to outline what they want in respect of both of those things, but to listen carefully to what others are saying, and also to think about how they can make what they want attractive to others. Because, you know, we have really come to a situation where we either stay put and be content with, I think, a divergence that will go on for however so long we want it to go on for, or we have to actually start to look at whether there are any opportunities for convergence on, you know, these issues, which, as I say, we have not really discussed in depth for some time.